The next item on the agenda are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning. We have
morning.
Eight what are referred to as page two items. As the commissioner indicated, these are those projects which are in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review and for which no opposition has been received, and staff's recommending approval. Briefly, to summarize those, 2A, Aquia Prop Harbor Property Owners Association, requesting authorization to maintenance dredge on an as-needed basis up to 20,620 cubic yards of material from the natural portion of Aquia Creek. This will be to maintain navigable depths of 5 and/or 6 feet in two sections, which are either 30 or 60 feet in width. We're recommending approval and a royalty in the amount of $972 for the new dredging of 2,160 cubic yards at 45 cents per cubic yard, and a time of year restriction which would prohibit maintenance dredging during the period March 15th to June 30th to protect anadromous spawning species. 2B, City of Norfolk, requesting authorization to dredge 1,500 cubic yards of material to recreate and maintain controlling depths of minus 4 feet, as well as 1 foot of allowable overdredge from a 50-foot channel and the southernmost 350 feet of Haven Creek adjacent to a public boat ramp in the City of Norfolk. 2C, BAE Systems, Norfolk Ship Repairs, requesting authorization to actually rehabilitate their existing north wharf. The new concrete wharf will be installed within the same footprint with the exception of a 37 linear foot section, which will extend 4 feet channelward of the existing wharf at their facility on the southern branch, Elizabeth River. 2D River House Apartments, LLC, requesting authorization to install 711 linear feet of riprap and replace an existing 10-foot wide marginal wharf with an 8-foot by 1,319-foot long open-pile marginal wharf for pedestrian use. This is adjacent to their property also along Haven Creek in the City of Norfolk. In this case, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $3,162.30 for the wharf's encroachment over 10,541 square feet. That would be at the commission's rate of 30 cents per square foot, and a permit condition which would preclude permanent or overnight mooring at that wharf. 2E, Suffolk Department of Public Works, requesting authorization to remove and replace the existing Harvest Drive Bridge with a 10-foot by 6-foot reinforced concrete pipe. There will also be some dredging and some shoreline stabilization both up and downstream of the bridge structure within the city of Suffolk. 2F, Virginia Natural Gas, is requesting authorization to install by the directional drill method 6,744 linear feet of 24-inch diameter natural gas pipeline. This will run from the Navy facility in Portsmouth over to Norfolk. We are recommending an approval and the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $20,232 for the encroachment of that line, and this would be at the commission's rate of $3 per linear foot. 2G, W3 Marines, requesting authorization to repair, replace, and backfill 410 feet of existing bulkhead at their facility along the eastern branch of Elizabeth River in Norfolk. And finally, 2H, Virginia Electric and Power Company, is requesting authorization to install ductwork that will extend over 5,536 square feet of state-owned bottom in conjunction with the upgrades to a power plant at the Chesterfield Power Station. We are recommending a royalty in the amount of $11,072 for that additional encroachment at the rate of $2 per square foot given the commercial nature. With that, I or members of my staff would be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions of Mr. Grab from the commission? Thank you, Bob. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here pro or con on the page two items that have been described? Pro or con? Public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for action.
Move to approve the page two items.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to approve the page two items as described. There's their second. Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Consent items, Mr. Grab?
We have one consent item to bring to you today, and this is item 3A, the town of Colonial Beach. They're requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a municipal pier that was reconstructed after Tropical Storm Ernesto. In fact, the pier was destroyed initially after Isabel in 2003. The pier was reconstructed in 2005 of July.